Good morning, Nachum. Good Erev Shabbos, everybody. Tomorrow we have the privilege of reading Parsha Sazria. Parsha Sazria is one of the shorter parshios of the Torah. Usually it is combined with Mitzora. This year, the way the calendar falls out, it is read by itself, 67 psukim. According to the Chinuch, Parsha Sazria contains 7 mitzvos, 5 positive, and 2 restrictions. Most of the parsha deals with the laws of leprosy. Deals with the laws of tzora'as, and my first key point is let's not call it leprosy, because leprosy has that clear connotation of something which is very contagious. And here, while the Torah does prescribe under certain conditions that a person who has tzora'as, that's the word we're going to use, tzora'as, we're not going to use the L word, that he is to be bodad yeshev, he is to be alone outside the camp, that's not because he contains a contagious disease. It's a question of really doing for him what he did to others. When one speaks Lashon Hara, which as the Gemara in Eruchin tells us is one of the primary reasons for a person getting tzora'as, so what have they done? By speaking badly about somebody, they have quote-unquote separated them from the community. I don't want to be with that person. I don't want to invite that person. I don't want to, you know, associate myself with that person. So you get a taste of your quote-unquote own medicine by your being excluded from the community as well. Now, the next thing is just to remind you why it is not the L word of leprosy, is because the Torah says explicitly in terms of the process of how to deal with tzora'as, one only has it when a Kohen pronounces it. And until that happens, you don't have tzora'as. Now, the Talmud teaches us that, oh my goodness, a time when you would have hundreds of thousands of people together, namely on a Yom Tov, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, where there's a mitzvah for everybody to come, Ola Regel, you are there and you're walking, Baruch Hashem, picture this scene, right, going up, Aliyah LeRegel, to the Beis HaMikdash, you look to your right, you look to your left, and you say to yourself, oh no, I really think the fellow next to me might have tzora'as. So what do I say to him? Buddy, please try to find a Kohen, please try to find out a... No, the answer is don't say anything, because it's not a contagious disease. That's a very important point to know. So what is it? So on the Pasuk, where the Torah has the following, that you have leprosy, you ready? Where? Oh, I'm sorry, take it back, not the L word. See, we so accustomed to it. You have tzora'as on not your body, but on a beged. This is verse 47 in chapter 13. Take a look at the Ramban. And the Ramban says it very clearly, that this is clearly, this whole tzora'as is l'malo min ha-teva. It's beyond the norm. It's supernatural. It only happens to Bnei Yisrael, mostly only in Eretz Yisrael, when we have a Beis HaMikdash. And basically what it is Hashem showing his personal involvement with the individual. Hashkocha Pratis, that if a person steps out of line, Hashem immediately sends him a notification saying, whoa, we've got to correct our ways and come back to the pristine manner in which you were before. Wow. Umi ka'amcha Yisrael, who is like the Jewish people that have this kind of personal relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is, I think, a very important take on Tzara'as. Now, I'd like to discuss the first part of the parsha, whereby in the first 8 psukim, the Torah speaks about Tum'as Yoledes, the impurity that accompanies childbirth, the difference of a male, the difference of a female. And what's interesting to note is that in the beginning of the parsha, it begins, Daber b'nei Yisrael, speak to the Jewish people, Limor. Isho kisazria, v'yolda zachar. These are the laws if a woman conceives and gives birth to a male. Good. And part of, she becomes tmeyah for 7 days. And then the Torah says, uvayom hashmini, on the 8th day, yimol b'sar arloso. On the 8th day, there should be the circumcision, bris milah. Now, the first thing we need to know is as follows. Everybody counts circumcision as one of the 613 mitzvahs of the Torah. The Chinuch lists this mitzvah in Parshas Lech Lecha, whereby in chapter 17 in Bereishis, the Torah tells us in a most extensive way that Hashem commanded Abraham at the age of 99 to perform the mitzvah of Milah, and Abraham complies with Hashem, circumcises Yitzchak, as we're told in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, okay, on the 8th day, and not the beginning, but we find it over there, no question. So what's going on? The Rambam says, wait a minute, while we're taught in Bereishis that Avram Avinu complied and circumcised, we circumcise ourselves based upon the pasuk in Parshas Sazria. The reason we circumcise, says the Rambam in his Perush of Mishnayis in the Gemara Chul in chapter 7, is based upon this pasuk over here. Okay, so now a few very interesting points. What is the Torah teaching us here? Uvayom HaShmini, on the 8th day, even on Shabbos, if and when the baby is born definitively on Shabbos, okay, and if the baby was born naturally, if the baby was born cesarean section on a Shabbos, the bris is not the following Shabbos, the bris is on the following Sunday. Now, let's start all over again. How many extra words in the Torah? And we know the answer is none. So why does the Torah have to say, Isha kisazria? Namely, that when a woman conceives and gives birth to a male, let the Torah say, Isha kiseled zachar, a woman who gives birth to a boy. Why start at the point of conception? So the Be'er Yosef, Rav Yosef Salant, Zechet Tzadik Levracha, points out a very interesting idea. By bringing up conception, the Torah is basically saying, will you stop and focus for a moment on the incredible, miraculous development from one cell to 100 trillion cells in a healthy baby? Unbelievable. What goes on, the miraculous development within the mommy and how the baby is nurtured and grows within a very warm environment, that it eats through the umbilical cord. Unbelievable what's happening and how it comes out. A perfect baby, Bali Ayin Hara. And then the Torah says, what are we to do to this perfect baby boy? The Torah says, Uvayom Hashmini, and on the 8th day, and we know that the number 8, says the Maharal, is Lamalo Minateva. It is supernatural. The baby comes form out in a natural way, namely, complete. And the Torah is telling us, yes, but it's the job of the Jewish community first on the father, and if there is no father, on the community to circumcise this baby boy. And by circumcising this baby boy, we are focusing on an aspect of lemalamanateva, above and beyond the natural order of things. I can explain it to you in two ways. Number one, if you look in the Chinuch, in Mitzvah Gimel, he says that what is the lesson of circumcision? That just as man completes his body, as we say tonight in the Kiddush, right? Kivo Shavas Mikom Alachto on Shabbos, Hashem ceased his creativity, Hashem Bara Elokim, which he had created, colon, la'asos, to do. What's the to do? The to do is for man to do. God did not create a, quote, perfect world. He says to man, you are to perfect, quote, yourself. We are to perfect the human being by performing the act of circumcision. And I can tell you a very fascinating medrash regarding Uncleus Hager, whereby he converts, and as part of the conversion process, he circumcises himself. And when he is challenged by the Caesar, how could you do something like this? And he's told that you cannot absorb Torah without circumcision. And therefore, we say it every day as part of the Psukei Dezimra. Lo asochein l'cho goi u'mishpotim ba'al yido'um Halleluka. And what does that mean? This is the end of Psalm 147. Quote, his statutes and judgments to Israel, he did not do so for any other nation. What does that mean? Of course they have laws. You pass a red light, you'll get a ticket, etc. However, the laws that they have are not our laws of Torah. And in order to absorb Torah, the male has to be circumcised. Kedusha. How significant this is, that where are we now? We're preparing for Pesach in every which way. We're, quote-unquote, cleaning the home. We're bringing in whatever we need. Pesach is coming. But let's look at it from a rather deeper perspective. We're going to read in the Haggadah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at the Jewish nation, as we find in the prophet Yechezkel, chapter 16, and he saw that they were Arom ve'eriyah, they were naked and bare, meaning they didn't have zechusim, they didn't have merits, they didn't have that which would give them the opportunity to be deserved to be freed. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, as we are taught, V'omar lach b'domaya chayi, b'domaya chayi. It sounds like very much an oxymoron, which means that through your shedding of the blood of, first of all, circumcision, and the blood of the Korban Pesach, through these two bloods, chayi, we live. We live an elevated life as a Jew based upon these two bloods. The concept is that circumcision refines the individual. The concept is that the Korban Pesach had to be eaten b'chabura, in a group. No one person and no few people could eat, consume the Korban Pesach for dessert that night. So the answer is you ate it with many, many people. You're joining a community. In order to join the community, and a special community of Hashem, preparing us. Remember, Pesach, we focus on, very true, the Yetzias Mitzrayim, but let's go back to the burning bush. And at the burning bush, what does Hashem say to Moshe? There's a game plan. I'm going to take you out of Egypt, and you're going to come to this mountain, and to Avdun in 50 days, after your exodus to Abdu'un, you will serve God al Har Hazeh, on this mountain. We're coming to this mountain. In order to come to the mountain, you had to first go through the Korban Pesach, which was a renunciation of the Egyptian god. They worshipped the lamb, they worshipped the sheep, and we literally killed their god. But not only did we kill their god, we had to undergo ourselves the bris of milah. Right before the moel takes the knife and does the act of circumcision, he says two words, bris kodesh. The baby is Jewish by virtue of mommy. As soon as the baby comes out, mazel tov, a Jewish baby. When the boy has his bris, it's bris kodesh. We have added sanctity to that being. What an exciting halacha we find over here. The mitzvah of milah, especially right before the Yom Tov of Pesach, reminding us that it's not just a physical freedom that we are celebrating, but as we find in the Haggadah, Mitchila Obdei Avodah Zarah Hayu Avoseinu, Abraham's family worshipped idols, but V'ata, and now, Kervanu Hashem La'avodaso. Bris Milah is not only to refine our character, but also provides us with the ability to absorb Torah and spirituality. Shabbat Shalom to all.